Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learned Daf Yud Dalet of Masechta Sukkah. Some of the topics we learned about. The Gemara continues the discussion regarding produce that was originally cut for food and then used for schach instead. How things become yadis, handles, and are makabel tumah, and can anything remove their status as yadis so that they are no longer makabel tumah? Why the prayers of the righteous are compared to pitchforks, using boards of wood as schach? Some of the key terms and concepts we learned about include Yardin l'day tumah b'machshava, making something susceptible to tumah through thought alone. Sometimes an object is considered complete by the craftsman, even though it's only partially complete, because it can serve a purpose now and it becomes susceptible to tumah. Mitzdarfin la'arba amas min hatzad, the boards combine to a width of 4 amas on the side of the sukkah. Invalid schach adjacent to the walls of the sukkah will render the entire sukkah invalid if it's a total of 4 amas, because we can no longer utilize Doif Nakuma. Shas HaSakana, a time of danger. When the non-Jewish governments banned the performance of mitzvahs, it is dangerous for the Jews to try to keep them. Kol psal ha-yotze min ha-sukkah nidin ke-sukkah. Anything that's suitable for schach and it extends from the sukkah is treated like the sukkah. When schach extends beyond the flanking walls, the extension is considered part of the sukkah and you can use that area for the mitzvah. This will be discussed further on Daf Yotes.